Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and praise God, we get to be together again. What a wonderful opportunity. What a wonderful privilege it is to be able to share the good things of the Lord, to be able to minister the word of the Lord as we gather at the same time every day. And we've been talking the last few days about an issue that I feel that many of God's people are fighting, and that is discouragement. We can just get discouraged about so many things going on in our lives, discouraged about where things are at in the world, where things are going on and how things are going on in this nation. We can be discouraged in terms of our own personal walk. We may not even verbalize it, but way down deep inside, if we're not walking in fullness of joy and in His peace, it's very possible discouragement is at work in our lives. What does it mean to discourage? Well, it means to deprive of courage or confidence, to dishearten. And because of things that happen, sometimes there's specific events, or sometimes it's just the lack of something happening, the lack of answered prayer, the lack of fulfillment, the lack of seeing results, that can discourage us. What does the word say? You know, the enemy's continually fighting. In fact, I was just making this set of broadcasts and my laptop malfunctioned. I made 5 broadcasts that were totally unerrable, and I had to do it all over again. And I said, Lord, I refuse to be discouraged, and I just pray that your anointing is such that will, even in a double portion measure, will release people from the bondage of discouragement, the things that the enemy tries to ensnare us with, the sense of despondency and hopelessness. And discouragement is overcome by hope. And that's what I want us to focus on. I don't want to focus, we can relate to discouragement, but the important thing is how do we get victory? Hope is the answer that will cause us to triumph over difficulties. Romans 4:8 says, speaking of Abraham, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. Think about that. God waited until Abraham, he was 99 years old, 100 years old. Sarah was advanced in age beyond childbearing years. God kept promising Abraham a son, and time went past. Nothing happened. Here he was. They tried, you know, the situation with Hagar and Ishmael, and that wasn't the answer. And yet it says that who against hope, it was totally against all natural possibilities or probabilities. There was no reason to hope. He was beyond hope. But there's 2 ways of reading this. He believed in hope. He had faith stirred and inspired by hope. And also, he believed in hope. Beloved, I believe in hope. And as we go on and develop the message and the scriptures that I want to share with you, you're going to see why I have a belief in hope, that it's the key. It's really a tree of life. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I don't want to get ahead of myself. So let's get down to practicalities. How is hope obtained? This is very important, especially if you're feeling your hopeless. Have you ever felt hopeless? I have felt hopeless at times. My goodness. Thank God for His grace and mercy. Well, we want to give some practical solutions on how we can obtain hope. And the Word of God says in Romans 5:1-2, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope to the glory of God. So we can obtain hope just as we obtain faith, and that is through the Lord and through faith. We have to believe, no matter how hopeless, brother and sister, you might feel right now. You might feel, as Brother Glass used to say, lower than a grasshopper's belly. You might be in the mully grubs of despondency and despair. You might feel that you've held on for so long, and it seems like it hasn't done any good. That is a lie of the devil. I know sometimes we just need to be strengthened. We need to be encouraged. Don't you, as you read the Gospels, you see that it talks about the angels coming and ministering, even to the Lord Jesus. Well, we've been given angels who are the heirs. They minister to the heirs of salvation. That's us. And when we get our lowest, if we'll do the right things, if we'll do what the Word says, if we call out to the Lord, if we stand on the Word, we can receive what we have need of spiritually. And so if you have hope, need of hope, it can be obtained through simply believing that God wants to give it to you. Amen. Galatians 5:5 says, "For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith." The Amplified translation of that verse says, "For we, by faith, anticipate and wait for the blessings and good for which our righteousness and right standing with God causes us to hope." Praise God. Hope is obtained also, secondly, through the gospel. Colossians 1:5 says, "For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel." The gospel is the word of hope. Hallelujah. Just like faith comes by hearing, so does hope come by hearing through the gospel. Colossians 1:23 says, "For if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel." Praise God. What a wonderful, marvelous, beautiful privilege we have been given to have the very words of God in the Bible. You know, there are many brothers and sisters around the world, beloved, that don't have that privilege. We're so blessed in this nation. We can freely go and listen to radio and television programs and broadcasts. We can go to Christian bookstores. We can go to Walmart and we can get Christian inspirational literature. We can get Bibles at every hand. And there are some Christians today that can't even have a Bible. They can't gather to worship as we can freely still in this country. We have so much to be grateful for. And as the word of God is preached, hope is stirred. That's how you came to the Lord. Just think about that. When you, whatever age you were, first you heard the gospel being preached, something stirred in your heart. It was hope. Hope that you could really have what that preacher was talking about. Hope that you really could have peace and joy. And hope that somehow God could reach down into your life, into the mess that it was, and change it. It was hope that stirred you. Hallelujah. And that hope is obtained through the grace of God. 2 Thessalonians 2:16 says, "Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation." Oh, isn't that beautiful? He has given us everlasting consolation. That means it's not going to end. "And good hope through grace comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work." Beloved, that's the desire of the Holy Spirit right now. That's my desire. As we bring the word of God, that he wants you to be established in every good word and work. He wants your heart to be comforted through the grace that is obtained and through the grace that administered to give you the hope that you need to face the difficulties that you're experiencing in your life. Praise God. Well, I'm going to stop right now, and I'm going to, because I want to share a few letters that have come in. And I just thank the Lord for the ministry of correspondence that he has entrusted me with. It's a beautiful ministry that God spoke to Brother Glass's heart years and years ago. It's a personal ministry that as individuals write, and that whatever their prayer requests are, whatever needs they share, they're confidential. No one has ever answered the mail except Brother Glass or myself. And It's a sacred trust that God has given to me, and it's something I just love to do. And even beyond when I'm actually answering the mail, I could be going about other activities. I'm on my daily walks, and I'm praying for the partners, and God quickens by His Spirit special, specific needs, that have written in. And so it really is a personal ministry, and I thank the Lord that the UCM partners are so gracious and expressive of their appreciation. There's a sister writing from Seguin, Washington, and she says, "Sister Judith, you're truly reflecting the light of Christ to all of us with your letters filled with God's glory. I praise and thank my Lord to have such a dear sister and loving father. Sister Judith, I love you so much." Well, that's reciprocal. Amen. I feel the same way. Hallelujah. And then there is a sister writing from Pacific Grove, California, and she's become very dear in the Lord to me. And she writes, "I try not to miss any of your radio programs. Reception is not too good in this area where we live." I just want to pause for a minute and mention that if your reception is not good and you have internet access, just go to unveilchrist.org, and we have current broadcasts as well as broadcast archive there. So if it's not convenient for you, or you cannot hear you don't get good reception, which is true even in the San Francisco Bay Area, even though this broadcast signal goes, especially in the nighttime, past the Canadian border, and I've gotten letters from Canada. But nonetheless, just know that you can access through the website. And she goes on to say, "I want you to know, dear sister, that your letters bring such great comfort to me, as you do to all who write you." And she goes on to share, "After I read my Bible in the mornings before coffee, then she has some other booklets she reads, and then she often reaches for the binder with all of my letters." There are saints that actually put the letters in a binder, and she says, "Most of the time I cry, not because I'm sad, but because I can still feel God's anointing on them. I cherish every word. My dear friend, I want you to know that you're in my thoughts and prayers daily. God bless and keep you safe." And she says, like you say, "In His love and mine," a sister writing from Pacific Grove. Praise God. Well, I love you, dear ones. It's been a joy to minister the word of the Lord, and I hope you can be with me tomorrow at the same time. The announcer, in just a moment or two, is going to give you that contact information. I look forward to receiving your letter, your email, and God bless you for your prayer support and financial help. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.